For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great through this Christmas season. I sincerely pray you're just embracing these moments and being with God and thanking God that He came. Thanking God that because He came, change is possible. He is the reason for it all. And you look to Him and you realize, you know what? Because He came and light entered the darkness, light can enter any dark area you might be facing as well. And it's just the best time to say thank you, Jesus, for coming. Christmas will then usher in the Easter season, as you know, and we'll thank God that He bore sins on that cross, past, present, and future sin, and that He rose again and that we will rise with Him. We already have if we're born again. And then it shows us that a future is coming where He'll come back to get us, to live with Him forever. He's coming to claim His own, isn't He? And as I said on an earlier broadcast, we want to be in that number, right? I know you do. Well, I want you to join me January the 18th for an incredible Anna Donahue Ministries conference, men and women, free of charge, Friday night, two ballrooms rented at the Sheraton Hotel. It'll be running on our website. We need to rally. It's time. We're going to go into 2013 with our voices raised high for the kingdom, aren't we? We're going to do our best by His Spirit to say no more of the old way, bring in the new, meaning, excuse the pun, not just talking about the new year the way, you know, Happy New Year. Bring in the new man. Put on the new man, Paul said, didn't he? It's conformed to Christ. How do you do it? Well, we walk in it. He lives, Jesus Christ lives in us. And day by day, week by week, month by month, we saturate in His Word and we walk in His ways and we learn to discern His voice. We're putting on God. We're putting on God. It's the only way to live in this world. But I started with Ephesians 6:10. And I loved it out of the Amplified, when the Amplified version says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Be strong in the Lord. This was also Joshua 1:6. Same reference when God said, be strong and of a good courage, Joshua. I love that because the book of Joshua is really a picture of a people. They're now no longer wandering, W-A-N-D-E-R-I-N-G. They're not wandering anymore. They've come to know God. They've grabbed onto His promises and they're ready to walk in and walk out what God has promised to them and their destinies on the earth. Love that. Finally, my brethren, the word finally means, okay, so for the rest of the things, or as what remains for you to do. This is Paul. It's funny because in Ephesians 5, it's more of a soft talking about husbands and wives and the bride of Christ. And man, in the very next breath, it's as if Paul kicks into the warrior mode. But you know what, brothers and sisters, isn't that true? God so equips us and trains us on the backside of the desert that we're intimate with God. I love you, God. I love you, God. And it's all real. And it's also so that in the very next second, if an enemy rears his head, we're now like the fat is scraped off, if you will. What is the word? We're polished, you know, to say, you know what? You better get thee hence. It's because we've had our intimate time with God and now He's trained us to become this soldier. It's funny. So He says, finally, it's time to use the authority we have through Christ. It's a war coming, Paul says, and we don't back down because we've been trained. I'm going to spend the final 2 days on Finally My Brother and Be Strong in the Lord. Join me for A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.